Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for my beautiful daughter.
Thank you for my beautiful mummy.
Watch over her as she sleeps tonight.
Don't let her have any sad or bad dreams.
Keep her from harm, sickness, and pain.
Make Daddy keep loving her.
Help me to teach her to love learning.
Please let Mummy read me lots of books tomorrow.
To be honest.
And don't let her find the bracelet that I broke.
And to be nice to her brother.
And if she does find it, make her think that it was my brother that broke it.
Help her to think of others.
Please make my brother feel better and not be sick anymore.
Before she thinks of herself.
Because I'm getting sick of staying home and not going to the park.
In your name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
P.S. Don't let her find the chocolate wrappers either. And God, let her have a really happy Mother's Day.
When you think of mothers, you think of children, right? And the preciousness of our dear, sweet children. Our text this morning, take your Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15. Isaiah 49 and verse 15. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. In response to this verse, we would say, I can't imagine that a mother would forget their child. You know, you think about the love of a mother and the sacrifices that moms make for their children, the time and the attention that they give to children, the late night or middle of the night feedings and the changing and the clothing and the caring for the children, the playing of the games and making sure meals are prepared and that they take their children where they need to go, and just all the things you think about, the things that mothers do for their children. And it gives good reason for us to love our mothers. And so we're honoring mothers today. So your take-home thought today is thoughtfully honor your mother. Thoughtfully honor your mother. Ephesians 6:2 says, that's verse 1. Children, obey your parents. So don't forget that, kids. But verse 2, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Obedience is a way that you honor mom. But honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. A lifetime of honoring mom is God's directive. A lifetime of honoring mom is God's directive. Now, obedience is while your mom is your authority. And that's usually till you become of age, 18, 20, in our culture, while you're at home. If mom asks you to do something, you do that. Your mom is your authority. You obey mom. Then as you get into adulthood, your responsibility is to honor your mother. Obedience is for a time. Honoring is for a lifetime. A lifetime of honoring is mom. Honoring mom is God's directive. The word honor here means to prize, to revere, or to value. To prize, to revere, to value. It's the same word that's used for the believer concerning the preciousness of your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, so the honor is for you who believe, because of your relationship with God. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. We honor the preciousness of Christ and our relationship with him. Listen to this. The word honor, same word, is used as in ascriptions for worship of God. Now, your mom's not God. I understand that. But In 1 Timothy 1:17, it says, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 6, verses 15 and 16. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in inapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. So honoring mom, as I said, is not worship, but in your honor of mom, you revere her, you value her. That should be your attitude toward your mother. The same word is used in slaves honoring their masters. In our culture, it would be employees honoring their employer. And in 1 Timothy 6:1, it says, "Let all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled." So you are to honor your mom in much the same way. Now, in our take-home thought, I said thoughtfully, I qualified the honor your mother with thoughtfully honor your mother. Why? Well, because we tend to take our moms for granted, right? I mean, so the encouragement is don't do that. Don't take your mom for granted. How can you honor mom? Well, obedience. That's a great way to honor mom. When mom asks you to do something, do it and be happy about it. All right? In fact, for children, we used to tell our kids, when you obey us, you are obeying God, because that's what children are commanded to do. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Obedience is a way of honoring mom. So obedience is a great way to do that. Being helpful, doing the dishes, cleaning your room. When's the last time? That'd be a great thing for you kids to do today, is without mom even saying anything, moms, close your ears, clean your room. That'd be awesome. Mom would be, oh my, what a great way to honor mom, right? And again, do kind things. Be kind to your mom. When your mom's talking to you, don't be over there texting like, okay, well, whatever. Engage with your mom. Look her in the eye when she's talking to you. Listen to her. And then heed what she says. Do what she asks you to do, or accept her advice. Now, we could spend a lot of time today talking about how to honor mom. But what I'd like to do today is talk about the why. All right? We're going to look at some reasons to honor mom today. All right? Reasons to honor mom. And, of course, these reasons encompass a lot. But first of all, honor your mother for bearing you. We might even say for bearing with you, but let's just keep it with bearing you, okay? I heard an adult child say about his parents, "I don't owe them anything." I'd like for that child and children like that to rethink that. Because if for no other reason to honor your mom, she brought you into the world. As one parent said, "I brought you into the world, I can take you out," right? But if it wasn't for your mom, you wouldn't be here. So, honor your mom for bearing you. This is no easy task. On our children's birthdays, we like to reminisce a little bit about their birth. And when we think of our daughter Candace, we were all excited about Candace coming into the world, and we went to bed 10:30, 11 o'clock, normal schedule. And Teresa wakes me up and she says, "I think my water broke." And I said, I was in that, you got to understand, when I go to sleep, I sleep. And I'm like, Are you sure you didn't wet the bed? Guys, don't say that. Don't say that. That's not a good thing. I was delirious, all right? So she gets up and she calls the doctor, and the doctor says, hey, it's okay. Just wait till your contractions are like 10 minutes apart and then get here. So I go back to bed, and she gets cleaned up. She cleans the kitchen. She does all of this, and she comes in about 6 in the morning. She goes, Dale, it's time. We got to go. Okay, oh, man, we're ready to go. The car's all loaded, ready to go. We had a 78 Camaro with a 350 Quadrajet in it. That thing had AI in it. Because every time she had a contraction, it went faster. I don't understand how that happened. But we got, the hospital we planned is 40-minute drive. We got to that hospital in record time. And she was in labor through the day, and it was, the doctor came in and says, this baby's just not going to come. So she had to go through C-section. After all of that labor and all, it's not easy. I watched her. And then she had the C-section. Now our son, on the other hand, we lived right around the corner from the hospital, and we got to the hospital like right now, and she was going through labor, they kept putting it. She was supposed to have C-section on May 4th, and he decided to bust out on May 1st. So the C-section wasn't going to happen because she was far enough along. They said, can't do a C-section right now. But she wanted an epidural. That's to help with the pain, right? This particular hospital didn't have a doctor that could administer the epidural. Teresa gave birth, and I'm telling you, my wife is a tough woman. She gave birth like the pioneers, man. I'll tell you what. And she just kept going, I just want to do this in a way that pleases God. Oh, God, help me. That was, at that time, I was like, I better turn off the TV. Again, guys, it'd be best not to try to watch television while your wife's going through labor. But, I learned, you know, we all learn, right? But anyway, as I think of that, and every one of you ladies and families who have gone through that, you can relate. And you think about that. And it's no small feat when you think about honoring mom because she brought you into this world. Again, face it, without mom, you would not be here. So honor her for that. Another reason to honor your mom. We're talking about reasons. Think about the fact of her caring for you. She not only brought you into the world, but she is also caring, and she cared for you. You owe the fact that you are still living to the care of your mother. Again, Isaiah 49:15 suggests the care of a mother. Can a woman forget her nursing child? A mother feeding her baby is a precious picture of the tender nurturing that a mother provides. I jog in the park over here, the Hobart Preserve, three times a week. And I can't remember if it was a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, I was jogging through the park right about this time. And I come around the lake and come around the corner there, and like, oh, there's a doe, a mama, and a fawn. The mama was on this side of the trail, and the fawn was on this side of the trail, and the fawn saw me. And she goes, oh, no, there's a man, and ran across the path over to mama, and this is what happened. Take a look at this. I'm telling you. A child feels most safe and content when they're being fed by mama, right? It's just a precious sight. But nobody, I mean, you can think about a mama feeding the child. And hey, dads, we try it with a bottle, you know, once in a while. In fact, a friend of mine thought, hey, I'm going to get up. I'm going to help my wife. I'm going to get up. I'm going to feed our little girl. Middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning, I'm going to feed her her bottle. And so he goes out. And, well, of course, Mama, she's still awake. Like, I hope everything's okay. And it went on and on and on. She thought, I'm going to go check and make sure everything's okay. Well, Dad was holding sweet little Melinda and had the bottle, and he was, and the bottle nipple was in her ear. So as hard as we try, right? As hard as we try, we just can't do it quite like Mom. Well, you think about honoring your mom, and it continues throughout childhood and beyond. And once in a while, as dads, we get a glimpse. I'll just tell you, I got a glimpse a little bit about, a little glimpse of what our children's mother, my wife, did in her mothering. And by the way, guys, don't call it, hey, I can't go fishing, I can't hunt, I can't work on the car because I'm babysitting the kids. Don't say that either, okay? They're your kids too, so you're caring for them. And I had experiences go something like this. Teresa had something going out of town or whatever it was, but I was caring for the children. And so I'm listening to the instructions. She says, okay, now, Chad has piano lessons at 4, and you need to drop him off at piano lessons, but then you need to take Candace to her ball practice at 4. She's got to be there by 4:30. But then you got to go back, and you got to pick up Chad from his piano lessons to take him to his ball practice, pick up Candace, and she needs markers. So you need to go to Meijer and get the markers for her art project. And while you're at Meijer, you might as well pick up some bread and milk and some soup. And here's the coupon for that ad, the coupon for that and the ad for that, and you should get it at this price. Now, if you don't get it at that price, then go to the service desk and make a formal complaint, and but be kind about it because you're the pastor. And then if you have to do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around, you'll probably get it at this price. I can't do the hokey pokey, so it never worked out for me. But the moms do so much in those kinds of things that, when we try to step in and play Mr. Mom, we learn those things and learn how much mothers really do. So truly, a mother's work is never done, right? They just keep caring. They just keep working at it. So honor your mom because she does so much. And there's a lot that moms do that we're not even aware of. Every once in a while, I get a glimpse into that, and they're so appreciate that. Here's another reason to honor your mother, and that's because of her loving you, her love for you. Isaiah 49:15 says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? You know, we can't imagine that a mother would forget her child. In 2008, there was a severe earthquake in China. And after the earthquake, buildings, houses were just crumbled. And the search team, search and rescue, was going through the debris, came to one particular house and was clearing debris. And there was a woman who her house had fallen on top of her, and she was folded over, and they reached in and they touched her, and she was dead. And being rescued, they thought, well, let's go on to the next structure. But the head of the operation of the team just thought, was unsettled about just leaving the site. And so he went back and he started to clear some things away, and he reached in and he reached under the mother and felt a child. And he says, there's a baby, there's a baby, there's a child here. And the team came running. They started clearing debris, and they were able to remove the child. The child was wrapped up in a blanket, sleeping, unharmed and still alive and unharmed. And when they unwrapped the blanket, they found a cell phone in the blanket that had this message. If you could survive, you must remember that I love you. In her dying moments, she left that message for her child. If you can survive, you must remember that I love you. You think about the love of a mother. Wow. You think about that? There's something precious about a mother's heart for bearing you, for caring for you, for loving you. And it seems inconceivable that a mother would even consider not caring for her child or having compassion on her child, the child that she birthed and brought into the world. But no, look at verse 15 once again, Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? The rhetorical response is, I can't imagine that a mother would forget. Can't imagine. But you know what? It happens, doesn't it? You hear tragic stories of children being abandoned by their mother. Some of you remember Tim and Angela Tanner. They're missionaries to Tanzania. We don't support them, but I get their prayer letters and emails and pray for them. And they pass through and visit once in a while. But Tim and Angela Tanner, years ago, were presented with a little baby whom they named Caleb, was brought to them one day after being found in a latrine, placenta and all. They adopted Caleb. Can't imagine that a mom would do that. But they adopted Caleb. And then a few years later, a watchman brought a little girl to them. They named her Imani. She was only 2 months old. A night watchman found her abandoned by her mother. The Tanners graciously adopted their children. Take a look at the Tanners now. It's very interesting because Tim is about this tall and Angela is about this tall. Imani is about this tall and Caleb's about this tall. Can't imagine that a mom would abandon those precious children. And yet, here you have adoptive parents willing to reach out and to care for these two individuals who are now nigh unto adulthood, to nurture, to care for them. What a precious picture of what God has done for you. One of the descriptions of our relationship with God is that we have been adopted into the family of God. An adoptive parent chooses that child. And you think of Romans 5:8 that says, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Nothing lovely about us, and yet God chose to provide salvation. And in that provision for salvation, sacrificed his one and only son. John 3:16 says, for God so loved. You think about that word so. So very loved. He so deeply loved the world. And you can put your name in there. That he gave his one and only son. That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Even if a mother would forget her child, God will never forget. And he's provided salvation so that you could be adopted into his family if you would just believe. He did that for you. Think of John 15:13. It says, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what God did for you. And he wants you to be one of his children. He wants to adopt you if you but believe. That means that we need to recognize that we are sinners and that we are lost without him, and we repent from our sins and we turn to him for his great salvation, because believing that what he did through Jesus Christ on the cross provides that salvation. We deserve the cross, but he took that cross for you and me so that you could have eternal life. He died so that you might live. That's the love of God that we sang about earlier. He so loved. And it's not just you, it's for the world is a sufficient provision for those who would believe. As phenomenal as a mother's love is, God's love is greater. Amen? As phenomenal as a mother's love is, and we honor moms for that, God's love is greater. He's ready to save. He's ready to care for you. Just recently, we celebrated the baptism of three individuals who recognized that they were sinners and they needed a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. We rejoice in that. And we have other baptisms coming up. We're excited about that. And as a ministry, we want to see people connected with God, connected with others. We want to teach them to grow in their faith, to disciple them, disciple one another, so that they turn around and they give back. And that's our strategy at First Baptist Church, and we want to continue that. We talked to the parents this morning. Parents, that's what you're doing with your children. You're connecting them with God. You're connecting them with a church family. You're wanting to see them grow in their discipleship so that they too then pass this on to the next generation to the glory of God. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I'd be happy to talk with you. I'll be down front here during our song time. Just slip out quietly. We'll have someone take you aside and pray with you. After the service, I'll be out in the welcome area. Just say, hey, Pastor, I'd like to talk to somebody or have someone pray with me. And we'll have someone do just that. But don't leave without understanding the extent of God's love so that you're assured of salvation through Jesus Christ. And let's, of course, today honor moms to the glory of God. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you that